And welcome back to the Brohio Podcast, a.k.a. The Cream Spot. This is the podcast where you mail us pieces of your shit and we eat them live in front of a microphone. I'm one of your co-host shit eaters, the delicious Nicolicious. I'm here with the ever so sensual and seductive
Rob Dog. It fucked me up. I wasn't expecting that.
He's one of the resident shit eaters as well. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Resident shit eater number two.
We are in the midst of a pandemic here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
The last episode, we pledged not to talk about it. But it's taken on a life of its own ever since then.
Yeah, it's getting crazier and crazier.
How has your life changed?
Not at all.
Not at all? No, well, you guys are a lot more, guys are more of socialites than we are here. And you kind of go out and you're not afraid to take your kids out to dinner. I should say that.
Right. Not right now. Obviously, you can't take anybody out to dinner right
now. We are terrified. Even before this, we hate taking our kids out for dinner.
Right. Now we always do. Yeah.
And we hate it. We don't do it. We get carry out. We bring it home.
Right.
So literally nothing has changed here, except for I did go out to the hardware store yesterday.
Yeah, and that's the best.
There was so many goddamn people there.
Really?
So much non-social distancing.
I guess people have a lot of time to kill, so they're fucking trying to redo shit.
I think they're kind of, there's a lot of people, the paint aisles, the paint counter.
That makes sense. That's easy.
Whew.
Easy and semi-cheap for renovation, I guess.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. We want to paint our front door some kind of fucking stupid Pinterest color. I don't know. That's a cool thing to do as a millennial is paint your front door some weird color.
Oh, hey, Windows. Got an update.
We're going to restart tonight.
That's what I always do.
Yeah.
Just put it off.
Do it some other time.
Put it off when I'm not staring at it.
All right.
Yeah, man, it's weird times. It's real weird times.
Scary, dude.
Yeah,
I wasn't worried about it, but now there's people, because everyone on the social media says, you can name me one, you know one person that's fucking got it. You tell me their name. But now there's people starting to go on Facebook with their videos like, I got it.
it's doubling like every day. It's crazy.
Well, it's scary, man.
It's, at least, it's increasing. And I mean, it's not even about, I'm not worried about getting it, but I mean, because I'm fairly healthy, so I think I'll survive it. Dude. But if I get it and give it to somebody else who's not, that's where the problem is. It's not catching it. It's spreading it.
Problem with me is I'm fat. And that's one of the underlying factors.
Right.
They pretty much say, if you're fat, you won't live through it.
Yeah, I know that.
Whatever.
If I was to get it and bring it home, my mother-in-law lives with us, and that's not going to be pretty for her.
Oh, she's got some underlying stuff going on. It definitely wouldn't.
She probably wouldn't make it.
Sucks to think about.
Yeah.
I give her mouth-to-mouth, though, for you. In your honor.
Just think about those old people in your lives, man.
Yeah.
You don't want them keeling over. Unless you really hate them, then I mean, I guess fucking go get it. I don't know.
You got a bounty on them or something like that. You got a lot of money.
If you have that one relative that just won't leave.
You got a lot of money coming your way if they kick the bucket. Speaking of money, thank you to our new Patreon pledgers. Starting
with
Alex Flores. Thank you, Alex.
Ian Mearns.
Kimberly, you are my favorite Power Ranger. Thank you for signing up on our Patreon.
Yep. Zachary C. Dice. Thank you.
Amy Farr. Thank you, Amy Farr, for your delicious pledge.
Dylan Martin. Thank you.
Zach Merritt. You want to know a funny thing about Zach Merritt?
Yeah, I do.
We used to work private security together, mm-hmm. and Zach was kind of a...
I knew that name.
He was kind of a subdued. He was there for you when you needed help,
mm-hmm.
but he was not an instigator like I was.
Yeah, yeah.
And one night, like he would kind of hang back and wait for the shit to happen, where I was kind of just
going for the shit.
We would work in the armpits, dude. Like we were very much into the hip hop scene. Okay, if you get what I'm saying.
I get you.
And one night he showed up to a club that I was working just because he wanted to hang out and talk to me, which was super nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the people started, I think I went to his post to hang out with him. Either way, but a group poured out the door of this club, like screaming, fighting. And one of my go-to moves is I would take the cartridge off of my taser.
Mm-hmm.
So then essentially it's just a stun
gun.
It doesn't shoot anything.
Yeah.
And I would just put it in their faces and like,
right.
And scare them. Well, I went to go do this maneuver, mm-hmm. and I forgot to take my cartridge off. Oh, I shot my taser right in this lady's face.
Oh, fuck.
The barbs, like, split her, like, it went around her head and stuck to these like a bench behind her. And Zach Merritt looked like he had fresh fecal matter in his underwear.
Just dude, I think I would poop. Imagine how that woman felt.
Oh, she was too drunk. She didn't know what the fuck was going on.
She was like, oh, pretty lights.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Next, we got Joanna Lane. Thank you.
And we have Carmen and her freckles.
Every single one of her freckles. So adorable. Thank you. Last, we got Tori Aguilar. I think that's right.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, I think so.
Hold on a second. I'm returning a text message. We have kind of a weird article this week. It is in relation to the coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
It's about Kentucky. Kentucky always fucks everything up. They're worse than Florida.
They're neck and neck.
Says Kentucky couple throw fit over not being able to buy 552 cans of Mountain Dew.
Yes, I saw this.
Kroger couple reportedly tried to buy as many Mountain Dew cans at Louisville Kroger earlier this week and complained to an employee when they were not allowed to leave the store. The man and woman tried to buy 23 cases, totaling 552 cans of Mountain Sweet Jesus Dew.
It's more than I've drank in my life.
Hold on a second, I gotta catch my breath. I'm fucking reading it again. The video published to the Daily Mail on Friday and posted on Reddit surfaced as grocery stores have struggled to keep shelves stocked during the coronavirus outbreak.
The good thing is you can envision what his hair would look like, and that's what it looks like.
They're so disgustingly fat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad.
The man told a cashier he was told he could drop off some Mountain Dew cases in his car, then come back into the store to buy more. When he told he cannot buy more, he's heard yelling, it's straight up lie. What a liar. You're such a liar. This guy essentially was very upset that
that he couldn't buy 552 cans of Mountain
Apparently
Dew.
They told him he could go back to his car and then come back, and I don't...
That scared me. Yeah.
They're arguing with him right here.
What a liar!
He's supposed to lose his mind over some...
Hey, you're such a liar.
Mountain Dew. Over some Mountain Dew.
I'm telling you, you're such a liar. You just told me just now.
Like a bleached mullet. It's so glorious.
It looks like the Indian from Indian the Cupboard, just a lot fatter.
He's like Dog the Bounty Hunter's fat, retarded brother.
You are so rude.
You are so rude. You legit have... I wouldn't want to fight that guy, though.
No, I'd beat the fuck out of him.
That's a big man.
I'd cram those sweatpants so far up his dick knuckle. Oh, she's throwing the Mountain Dew back.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, you need to go.
Oh, she got them big old flappy arms. You know she's pretty strong.
Good night. Hit him with a good
Folks
night.
Folks losing their minds up here for some Mountain Dew.
Y'all are losing your minds for some Mountain Dews. Let me ask you this, Rob Dog.
Sure.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. Is the Mountain Dew worth it?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No.
Maybe if it was some Code Red or Baja Blast.
Baja Blast.
Regular old Mountain Dew.
Out of the tap.
Oof. Gosh. We got to start brewing our own Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
We do.
That's for sure.
And the old time's sake.
Damn it. There he goes. Taking off. Fifth gear.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
All right.
I wonder out loud if... How that guy's doing. I did like an hour of research trying to find his name.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't figure it out.
Really? I saw somebody in one of the comments left a
Yeah,
name.
I went to it. That's not him, though.
Oh, it's not.
It said he was the gas man or something on TikTok. And I went to the gas, some white dude that just like...
Definitely not him.
He looks like me, and he says, I want to fart, and I make a fart. And he just like... little baby farts.
Oh, okay. He's not revving it up.
No, he's not. He's not getting her stuck in the mud.
It's fucking mudding.
Did you see the comment we had this week about if you like 2 hours of grown men blowing raspberries into the microphone?
Yeah.
It was on our face.
Yeah.
Making fart noises and potty sounds. You know, we're...
You came to the right spot then.
trials and tribulations of the world right now.
We don't call this a cream spot for nothing. You can't come into the cream spot and not expect some fart noises.
I'm coming out swinging with I got fart gloves. They call them. I have these things specially made. Once a month, I have to fart in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And I have to mail it out to this company.
Mm-hmm.
And they infuse these boxing gloves with my farts.
Yeah.
And they send them back to me. They call them mud puppets. And I put them on. And that's how I go through my week with these motherfucking mud puppets on. If someone gets in my face, I'll hit him with a mud puppet. Just right hook, fart-infused boxing glove. People will say, why you got those gloves on for? And I'm like, why do I got to answer your fucking questions?
Yeah.
To use fart gloves.
Mind your fucking business, buddy.
$7.99. Cracking my knuckles right there. It's a little subscription. Speaking of subscription, thank you to official sponsor of the Brohio podcast, Sticker Theories. They make all of our stickers. You guys can get custom stickers made there. Stickertheories.com. Use the promo code all caps Brohio, and they'll be more than happy to give you a little deal on your purchase there at Sticker Theories. I checked the P.O. box. No iPhone for you, Rob.
Oh, man. Come on, guys. You got
to
pull through.
Someone needs to send Rob an iPhone.
And not an original one either.
I need to talk to him during the week, and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I got
to
carry around two phones like a drug dealer right now.
We're flying blind. This past week, we were going to do Mothman, and then it was martial law, and then it was something else. And we finally settled on Deja Vu. And I found out that not a lot of people... Some people have it. Not everyone has deja vu.
I do like three or four times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that mean? Could possibly mean you
I'm
have
gay.
Epilepsy.
Oh, really?
Have you ever had a seizure before?
No.
You haven't?
No.
My
son has, but not me.
Yeah, I've never had one either.
That's fucking terrifying.
When we were in middle school, we used to choke the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Push each other off the beds and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I think at the end of one, I think I might have had a little one. I'm not sure. Maybe one of the grandma seizures.
Yeah.
Pissed myself and stuff. tried not to tell anybody or show my friends that I had a little bit of a little pee dot in my underwear.
Never have.
I'd like to try it sometime. Maybe not necessarily die in the process of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're...
It's pretty much just like your body fucking short-circuiting. It's real weird.
I don't... And one thing I wonder about seizures, if... and if you guys do suffer from epilepsy or seizures, you can write us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Let us know. If when you're having a seizure, if you can kind of... If you're still aware of your surroundings or what's going on, you just can't, you know... It's really intriguing to me what the body and the mind goes through during a seizure.
Yeah, my son had... febrile seizures, so anytime he would have a high temperature, he'd have a seizure every single time.
Okay.
He kind of outgrew it, though, and it, luckily, because, I mean, the older he got with them, the scarier they were.
Yeah, man, that's...
It's like, he would be completely lethargic afterwards for, like, 5 minutes. He would just lay there, and he wouldn't be shaking anymore, but he, like, was, like, trying to come to.
Yeah.
It's just terrifying.
There's nothing worse than having something going on with your kids.
And you can't fucking do anything about it. It's so bad.
God. Fortunately, both you and I have had pretty good luck with our kids and with their health and everything. There was one message we got. I meant to touch on this. This guy wrote us to let us know that one of our longtime listeners... Her name is Sierra Thomas. She's potentially in the quarantine there. She's
okay,
waiting for COVID-19 results to come back, but it's all pointing towards...
Ugh.
Yes. So, Sierra, we're thinking of you. And to all of you that are possibly facing the symptoms or facing the unknown here, you know, hopefully there's some type of breakthrough here in the next week or so.
Yeah.
That gets us over this hump and just, God, man, I'm thinking everyone that's going through it.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I don't want to imagine. I feel for you, but don't be spitting in any boxes and sending it to our P.O. box.
I've only had the flu once in my adult life, and it was horrible, man. It was miserable, but then I've had a lot of stuff that I've read that says, this is the flu times 10.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, God damn, I don't.
I don't know if I've ever had the flu that I can remember. I have very good luck, and I don't really get sick, so.
I sure should have.
Luckily, my immune system's pretty fucking strong.
My very first big-time interview, I had the flu, and I took 8 Tylenol before I went, and my fever broke. Why? This is the police department. My fever broke while I was in the little lobby room waiting to go back for my interview. So then they take me back. My fever just broke, and I'm pouring sweat.
Right.
And I'm using my tie to dry my forehead, and I can feel this thing squishing as I move around in my suit. I can feel my tie squishing and getting my stomach wet. That's how much sweat I was toweling off my brow.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Went home and wrung that thing out in my mouth because I like to recycle, reuse, renew, baby doll. You know what I mean? Yeah. Someone done butt up. Oh, the goddamn Mountain Dew. Jesus Christ. Could you imagine what their sex smelled like? Those Mountain Dew people.
Oh, man. Delicious.
And then he gets done. He says, oh, babe, because all men rip a big fart after they're done having sex. Oh, and they both go in there in the toilet and pee their stinky Mountain Dew pee out. They definitely have 4 or 8
kids. Dude, I bet their piss is at least, it's orange. It's orange. It glows in the dark. No doubt.
Well, my wife, she's come a long way with her humor. Whenever we first got together, she didn't think a lot of what I thought was funny. But now she's starting to come along, and she sent me a video on Snapchat that gagged me. It was a lady, she's making a salad. She's got her salad sitting there, and then she opens the fridge, and they're out of cheese. So then she starts crying, and then she puts her foot up on the counter grater and starts grating her feet in the salad.
No.
It's really hard to gag me. And that one worked, dude. When the lady was grating her feet.
What a nasty bitch.
She was crying, too. She was crying. All right. Deja vu. I think I may have just had it.
I think this is every week.
An erection.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember what that feels like. Deja vu describes the strange experience of a situation feeling much more familiar than it should. Young people. Are we young?
I would say so.
I don't think so anymore, Rob. We're closer. I think we're closer to the end than we are to the beginning, you know?
I don't know, man.
What's the life expectancy like on your side of the family?
Good question. I only know one half of the family, so it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Let's see here. My grandpa is in his 70s.
All right.
The
men on my dad's side live to be about 55. So
Jesus.
I'm there. I'm chugging along.
You're getting there, man.
Yeah.
Getting close.
My dad's 62, so he's breaking the mold.
I was gonna say, yeah, he's setting the record. I
called them a couple nights ago. They watched the kids, and they were at the grocery store. Uh-huh. And my mom was all flustered. And I said, what's wrong? She's like, fucking dad. And I said, what? What's wrong? She said, we're about to spend $200 on snacks. I can't take him to the grocery store. She's upset with him because every time they go to the grocery store, he wilds out.
Just a bunch of little Debbies?
Yeah. He's got a really strict program regimen that he sticks to.
Got his diet in check.
Yeah. And we got that from the scientificamerican.com. Also, oddly enough, deja vu translate from Francois French as already seen. So that makes a lot of sense for that translation.
Yeah.
We're really doing God's work here.
Or AKA the shitty water that not even people will buy
during deja blue, my friend.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. It describes the fascinating and strange experience where you feel that something is very familiar, but you also know that this feeling of familiarity should not be as strong as it is. For example, you might be walking to school when you suddenly feel like you've been in the exact same situation before. Of course, you've been in this situation before. You've walked to school many times, but the feeling is so strong and so connected to right now that you know it should not feel as overwhelming as it does. In the TV and movie industry, they've done a really fantastic job of making deja vu seem like people are actually taking a gaze into the future, which isn't necessarily, well, it might, we'll get into some alternate theories here in a little bit, but that's not always necessarily true. And I think I do have deja vu occasionally, but I do remember having it a lot more in my late teens and early 20s. You said you still have it 3 to 4 times a week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. Does it drive you nuts when you get it?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it's really strong. Most of the times it's not.
Okay.
But there's certain times that it'll hit, and I, like, right when it happens, I immediately try to think why. Like,
why are you feeling this?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what is going on that, because I feel like something triggers it.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I'm sure that some of the theories we'll get into are some of the things that I think it possibly could be.
Dude, I remember when I was probably 9 or 10, I got, my brother and I were wrestling in my bedroom. No, we weren't fucking each other, so don't even go there. And I fell towards my door onto my back. And I remember I looked backwards. I was on my back and I looked backwards and I looked at my mom and dad's door because their bedroom was right down the hall from mine. And I saw my dad walk out of his bedroom carrying his work boots.
Okay.
Like pinched between his fingers, carrying his work boots. And this is when I was about 10 years old. And it's like, in that moment, I had the most aggressive deja vu. And I remember the exact moment. I remember my mom was, and this is not me being fucking funny or ridiculous. My mom changed my diaper in that exam, and I wasn't fucking, I was potty trained at the normal time, okay? I don't know what age I was, but I wasn't still pissing shit
8,
myself.
9.
I was potty trained at least, you know. But, you know, probably around two years old, I was lying in that same exact spot getting my diaper changed by my mom, and I looked down the hallway and saw my dad walk out with the work boots pinched in the same fingers coming out of the door. And I remember, I still have a vivid memory of lying on my back getting my diaper changed by my mother and looking down that hallway. I've never had a woman wipe my ass so good in my entire life. And mom, if you're listening, I want to say thank you. And she didn't wash her hands after she wiped my ass. She would go in there and make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich after she wiped my ass. Just to teach me that, you know, someday you're going to take this hand washing for granted.
Oh, man.
No, but all of that was completely true except for the washing the
hands. Washing the hands.
Yeah, all that's completely true. So the intense, I know some people get really intense deja vu, which kind of like you say a few times, you're like, it's been taking me to the edge there. It kind of freaks me the fuck out. And some people get it a lot worse than we're even talking about.
Right.
I read one article of a guy from Great Britain. This guy was living, and they had neurologists helping this dude out. He was living in constant deja vu. He couldn't snap out of it. He just felt like he was grinding through the same. It was like Groundhog Day. He was just grinding through the same thing over and over and over and over and over. Yeah, and he
Groundhog Day, that's a good.
And he couldn't get out of it. He just was going to the doctors, and it was maddening and driving him crazy. I don't know what became of it, but I think it's so cool. There's different degrees of deja vu. I've had the faint ones, and I've had the ones where it stops you in your tracks.
So you get the weird tingly feeling.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck. Like, something just feels off.
Yeah, like, I got to jerk off right now. Fucking jerk off. I got to get this out of me. Got to get this thing out of me. Now, how common is deja vu? The percentage of people who experience deja vu is probably somewhere between 30%, but ultimately, we cannot nail these statistics down, obviously.
That seems low.
It does seem low because I've never had someone say, I don't get deja vu. I don't get it. I was down there buying all the Mountain Dew, and I said, I've been here before, boy. I've done bought all this Mountain Dew with my ponytail before.
Beautiful.
I think that might have been Jerry Pauly in that video.
He doesn't have enough hair.
With some strange woman. Look like it. Maybe.
He sent me a video today.
God bless you.
It was just said something like, watch this helicopter land or something. It was a helicopter getting ready to land right before it lands, just close up of an asshole farting.
That's perfect.
I said, I came for the helicopter, stayed for the flapping asshole.
Oh, a dirty old man. Now, most people report deja vu somewhere between every few weeks all the way up to every few months, and I can't quite nail it down how often I experience deja vu. It's kind of, I'd say maybe a few times a year.
Oh, really? That little?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Not, it's not a lot. It's not crazy, but see, it's different for everybody.
Right.
Just like there's big dicks, there's small dicks, there's inverted dicks.
Yeah.
And there's people.
That's like it's called a vagina.
There's grown men with puffy nipples. And this is the podcast for you guys. If you're a guy with puffy nipples, we're happy to have you here. We're glad you're listening.
Changed and all.
What? Okay. I don't know what's so funny, but it takes a strong friend to support a man with puffy nipples. And that's what we're here to do for you guys. If you're a guy with puffy nipples,
or girl,
we're here for you.
Girls have nipples too.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Goats have nipples.
I have nipples too. Can you milk me?
I would love to. All right. The blue parts are you, Rob.
Okay, let's go to the blue parts. So who experiences deja vu the most? Young people experience deja vu the most. So depending on how old you are, you may still have to wait a while before your first deja vu experience. A very small number of people say they had their first deja vu experience by the age of 6. More people report their first deja vu experiences as having happened sometime before they were 10. And the reason it may take a while to have your first deja vu experience is that you need to be able to work out whether the feeling of familiarity you have is really, or you have really is stronger than it should be. For many younger kids, this may be a tricky thing to do, and I could definitely see that. Pretty much, you're just completely stupid, bun, when you're that young. You don't know what the fuck's going on. You just finished sucking titties a few years before that.
Or if you're like me, you just got done sucking your uncle's dick, and you're like, man, I've really got some intense deja vu right now.
Give me some more of your milk, uncle. By the time you reach an age between 15 and 25, you will probably be having deja vu experiences more often than you will ever have them after that.
That's what I said. Late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, there you go. So
I don't even remember writing this. It's because I copy and pasted it.
But I guess technically we're not considered young people anymore then. So the number of deja vu experiences people report steadily decrease after 25 years old. Deja vu may actually be one sign of a healthy mind that is able to spot familiarity signals that are incorrect. Perhaps what is happening in people over the age of 25 is that they get worse at spotting incorrect familiarity signals, and they actually start believing them.
Okay, I can solve this one for you. When you hit the age of 25, you fucking die on the inside.
That's
and you
true.
Stop being cognizant of your surroundings.
I think they say that's the age specifically for males that the frontal lobe is fully developed. Is that okay. Something like that? I think that's why they say you shouldn't do any drugs before the age of 25 because your brain's not fully formed. I'm fucking 33 and my shit's still not fully formed.
Yours is like a baked potato.
It really is.
Like a half a baked potato.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm definitely down for drugs. Acid. I really want to try mushrooms. Those are on my bucket list.
Is it?
I can't do.
Don't do them with your brother. He has a bad track record.
Yeah, he does, most definitely. Well, in my body, I can't really handle foreign substances at all. I can't drink beer for the most part.
Yeah.
I can't smoke tobacco or marijuana. I can't take painkillers. I can't take any foreign substance besides carbohydrates and sugar, which I really like that stuff.
Right.
I can't. My body can't handle it, so.
You just got to keep doing it until you get used to it, man.
Gonna fucking shock my body into it.
Exactly.
Now, how do scientists investigate deja vu? I have DV, which
I was going to say domestic violence. Yeah. What? Okay.
How do scientists investigate being the shit out of your grandma? Research on deja vu falls into two main categories: observational studies and experimental studies. In observational studies, researchers measure features of the deja vu experience, who has it, how often it happens, when it happens, etc., and look for patterns and links in the results. In experimental studies, they get a donkey and it fucks you. And if you, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. In experimental studies, researchers try to trigger deja vu experiences in people. One of the weirdest ways that has ever been done is by squirting warm water into people's ears.
Okay.
And you come at me like that, and I'm going to fucking fall down because that'll completely throw off my equilibrium. Anytime I get water in my ears, I'm going down like a like a fucking leg with a chair with three legs.
Just one drop away from being unbalanced.
Exactly, dude. It'll mess me up. The idea behind many experimental studies that if we can find out what causes deja vu, we might be able to understand more about the thought processes that give rise to it.
Okay.
Experimental studies of deja vu sound cool, but they are actually very hard to do. We know from lots of experiments that have been done in the past 10 years that it is actually quite easy to get people to say they have had deja vu in an experiment. We often cannot be sure, though, whether people really did have deja vu or whether they are just saying so, like Rob Dog is. He's fucking lying.
Yeah, I'm a liar.
The problem is people who are doing experiments usually want to give the experimenter the right answer.
That's true. So.
And every time I hit my wife with, I would like to do a science experiment, she always says no. Every single time. And one of my other social experiments I called upon the people about a year ago. I said, for a few months, I want you guys to refer, I want you to do dirty talk with your wife. Mm-hmm. Guys with puffy nipples.
Right.
Gentlemen, I want you to do the dirty talk with your wife, but I only want you to refer to your penis as your pee-pee.
Okay, yeah.
Just say, I'm going to shove this pee-pee in you. And I didn't have anybody report back on that, so I'm willing to think that.
Maybe it works.
A lot of happy couples out there.
Right.
A lot of happy, happy married couples.
Suck my pee-pee, babe.
Or do as I say, don't look at my pee-pee while I'm peeing. That's what I always say.
Don't look at it in its eye.
Don't look at my pee-pee while I'm peeing.
Whatever you do, don't stare directly into its eye.
I get in the shower. I'm so embarrassed. She just stands there and looks at me, and I'm just... You want me to do?
She's like, pathetic.
What do you want me to do? Get all notebook on her.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want from me?
So let's go to the next bar here. From here we go to what causes deja vu. People who have a condition called temporal lobe epilepsy.
I told you. You got you're epileptic.
I'm an epileptic. There you go. So that's what's wrong. Epilepsy causes brain cells to send out of control electrical signals that affect all of the brain cells around them, and sometimes even all the cells in the whole brain.
But for real, if you got epilepsy, they've definitely got an essential oil for that.
Exactly. Just rub some lavender on my asshole and it'll fucking work.
I volunteer as tribute. There you go.
These signals can move through cells in the brain like dominoes, each one knocking over the ones that is next to it. This is called a seizure and can result in people with epilepsy briefly losing control of their thoughts or their movements. In people with temporal lobe epilepsy, we know that seizures start in the temporal lobe. This is part of the brain just inside from the top of your ears and is important for making and remembering memories. Importantly, for deja vu researchers, people with temporal lobe epilepsy often report having deja vu just before they had a seizure. This tells us that deja vu is probably linked to the temporal lobe of the brain. And in people who do not have epilepsy, deja vu could be a mini seizure in the temporal lobe, but one that does not cause any other problems because it stops before it's gone too far.
I've never told you this, but sometimes you just sit there and you fucking slobber on yourself, and I can't tell if you're alive or if you possibly had a grand mal seizure. And I worry about you.
It's probably the...
And now I can see that you're actually having a little baby seizure in there.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Not a baby seizure, but like a baby little Caesar. You're having this little pizza attack.
A little tiny pizza. Somebody get him a large pepperoni.
Not a little Caesar's pizza, please. Not that one, dude.
Please not.
I'm not trying to poop my pants.
$5 hot and ready, though, dog. So this links back to the idea that deja vu might be caused by a strong feeling of familiarity. The familiarity is signaled by brain cells in the temporal lobe, but is noticed and ignored by other parts of the brain that check whether all the signals coming to it make sense. So that part of the brain that does this checking may well be in the frontal lobe, a part of the brain from just above your eyes. We know the frontal lobe is important for making decisions.
The brain, to me, and I was thinking about this today when I was sitting there in my underwear and like researching this. The brain is such an incredible, just, I don't even know what the part of the anatomy.
And it's Yeah, it's literally the computer of a, you know, our heads. But
it's so much more diverse.
I mean, think about it though. You can't. And I mean, I might be completely wrong. I'm just assuming because I'm stupid, but you can't ever really figure out what all a brain does, because whenever you can check the brain, the person's already dead.
Yeah,
it's not firing.
And it's some brains are a lot better than other brains.
Mine barely work.
For instance, those people buying the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, there you go.
That brain isn't nearly as good as, say, who's the guy that runs Tesla?
I don't know. Elon Musk.
That's a lot better brain than those guys buying the Mountain Dew, yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
And all the stuff, the brain, just how quickly...
It's weird. Brain's a weird thing, man.
It's fucking incredible, man.
Like,
it's
how
beautiful.
How am I the same type of creature as Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
And I used to be able to chew on my own toenails. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Before I got this right here, before I perpetually got 9 months pregnant, I used to be able to chew on my toenails. And my brain would say, okay, foot, bring it up to the mouth. And you can do all of it. You could do all these, and all the stuff you can dream up, anything in your fucking head. You can. It's incredible how the fucking brain. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now, but the brain is incredible to me, man.
We're just going along with it.
It is incredible, and I'm not trying to stretch this out. I just the diversity of the brain and the way the dynamics. It's absolutely insane to me how it works.
I agree.
And we have some alternate theories about deja vu, all right, about what I actually think is going on.
This first one is exactly what I was talking about.
I don't know, buddy. This is from medium.com.
Okay.
This is, how could parallel universes explain deja vu?
There we go.
The theory relies on the idea that an infinite number of universes exist alongside us that we can't view.
And this is a lot. This is like a common thing, especially amongst the like scientific community.
Sure. Yeah.
Almost all scientists believe that there
fucking
are
there
parallel universes in an endless amount.
I hope there is.
I hope so too.
An infinite number of you, yes, you, Rob Diggity Dangle Dog, could be strolling around doing different things or the exact same thing depending on your view of the theory. Think of a radio. You can only listen to one frequency at once because they operate at different wavelengths and levels. Proponents of this theory, they believe parallel universes may work the exact same way. Vibrating at different frequencies, these universes could be all around us, but we do not notice them. God, that's so fucking cool.
And that also goes with it also goes with the paranormal.
Some
people think that, you know, you might be catching a glimpse of another alternate reality.
Dude, I'll touch on this at the end of the episode. We could do an episode on it, but I come across this crazy new paranormal theory today. It's just
okay.
And I was reading, and I forgot to send it to you, but it is so fucking cool.
I'll talk
about it at the end here.
All right, I'm down with that.
However, it is possible that for a certain moment, two frequencies could be in phase, allowing for universes to interact for a short amount of time. That's so fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Supporters of this theory believe that deja vu may occur when universes are in sync for a short moment. While infinite universes may exist, they have a slight difference that makes them unique. Maybe you grab the soap before the shampoo in one, but not in another. Perhaps you grab two chips instead of one. You may have chosen to pour a glass of wine instead of champagne. Small differences.
I poured shampoo instead of champagne. Is that
shampoo is better? Oh, really, fool? Really? However, some believe that when your actions correspond perfectly, shortly after another, you, in a parallel universe, you may be in sync for a moment. This results in the universes overlapping and you feel as if you just did something because in another universe, you actually did. It's a little far out, I know, but it's fun to think about and it blows the mind a little bit. However, is there any veracity to it? Well, obviously the multiverse idea is a stretch in itself, not as extreme as the simulation theory, which I...
Yeah, that I think Elon Musk believes we're all a simulation.
Dude, think about it for a second. This is all a fucking game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he talked about
that
on Joe Rogan.
2020 election, they have all these people running to be president. They send us a fucking gay guy named Buttigieg, and they say, have him run for president. It's the people playing the game. There's no way this really works out that way.
Can you imagine, though, that, like, what if we were literally one big game of The Sims?
One of these motherfuckers needs to hit the clean button on my
One of them needs to hit the fucking, give me the fucking mother load cheat. Yeah, give me some fucking money. Yeah,
infinite.
Please.
Infinite cash.
It's 50,000 simoleons right there.
Oh, Jesus, man. It's so crazy to think about that. What makes it so interesting is that if proved, deja vu as a byproduct of what it would make for more sense. Additionally, infinite possibilities mean that there are infinite versions of you doing anything imaginable.
Yes.
That includes a universe where you are reading this exact article as well, though maybe written by another author.
Or just on your toilet.
Yeah, speaking of toilet.
That's probably me.
I have to go to the bathroom so bad right now.
You want to take a break?
I
could squeeze out a little bit of pee myself.
I don't have to pee.
Okay, dude, rub it out, man.
I'm not going to jerk off either. Yeah,
let's take a break, man.
Hold on a second. I got to pause this for just a second. All right.
All right.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, do you remember when you used to have a butt smacking, ball flapping good time and you were ready to do it over and over and over and over and you had the stamina and the confidence, but now all that's gone and you're sad down there? Well, we can revive your weenie. BlueChew.com. They're going to give you your first shipment free if you use the promo code BROHIO. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. It's ready anytime you are, day or night, empty stomach, full stomach. It's ready when you are. And Blue Chew is prescribed online by a licensed physician, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. And it's made right here in the USA. And if you want to try Blue Chew, you just go to Blue Chew, just like the color blue. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code BROHIO. And they're going to send you the first shipment free. That's right. Free. All you got to cover is $5 in shipping. You send us a screenshot of your order to BROHIOPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to send you some free sticker swag. Take it from me, guys. This stuff will rev you up, get you going, pick it up, put it down, hanging from the chandelier, bouncing off the ceiling, bouncing off the floor, breaking it, busting it wide open. Do the do, do the Blue Chew. Boy, was that a goblin shit if I've ever taken one my entire life.
It was an aggressive, angry shit.
God, dude. Oh, next on the alternate theories is, this is from Listverse, is dual processing.
And all right.
Rob's going to tell you about dual processing.
Oh, I sure will. So when we originally perceive something, our brain places it into our short-term memory. And if we continue to revise the process information, it will eventually be transferred into our long-term memory where it is easier for us to retrieve. So, items stored in our short-term memory will be lost if we do not make an effort to fully encode them.
See, it's like a fucking supercomputer, man.
It really is, yeah, exactly. So, for example, we will only temporarily remember the price of an item that we bought.
And one memory trick my teacher taught me in school, when you want to remember something, whether it's a number or a price or something like that, you got to repeat it to yourself three times.
Three times, yeah.
And that does the... It's very helpful in terms of remembering things like that.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Now, this theory suggests that when we perceive something, our brain is simultaneously trying to encode the new memory into our long-term memory, thereby creating the uncomfortable illusion that we have experienced it before. Now, this theory may be confusing because it doesn't explain why the brain has timing errors in some moments, but not others. Although this could be due to a small malfunction in the brain that is common to us all.
That makes a little bit of sense too, I guess. And the thing about deja vu is there's nothing that makes complete sense of any of it. They're just all throwing shit against the wall to see if it sticks.
Exactly.
And this parallel universe theory is taken from Listverse, which is different than the first from Medium.com. It says, the idea that we live among millions of parallel universes containing millions of versions of ourselves, carrying out our own lives with a diversity of different possibility, has always been a somewhat exciting thought. Deja vu could actually contribute to this theory. Believers in this theory claim that the human experience of deja vu can be explained by considering the unsettling feeling of having lived a normal moment before as a crossover with a parallel universe. This would mean that whatever you're doing while experiencing the deja vu a parallel universe version of you is doing it in the different universe simultaneously, therefore creating an alignment between the two universes. So it's basically the same as the first one, kind of explaining it in a different way. The next one is really fucking cool too. Reincarnation.
So the general theory of reincarnation is that we lived as someone else in a previous life before we were born into this life. Now, although there are some intriguing accounts of people who seem to recall accurate personal details of their past lives, believers in reincarnation claim that the majority of us move into the next life with no recollection of the previous one.
Okay.
This means that we carry no direct memories from our old life. Believers in reincarnation say that we come into our new life with a set of signals that reflect states of consciousness. This means that memories created on one level of consciousness cannot be retrieved in another, like being unable to recall something that happened while you were drunk. I've been there before. As deja vu occurs in abnormal level of consciousness, the theory of reincarnation would explain the experience by referring to the moment as a signal from a previous life. Well, there could be a trigger in the environment which allows the transition of consciousness to occur. Perhaps we recognize a certain sound, smell, or image from our previous existence and momentarily remember our previous life, which would explain why we feel like we are reliving that past in the present. However, there is no way to scientifically prove or disprove this theory. It all comes down to matter of faith. And I want to go off of something there where it says perhaps we recognize a certain sound or smell or image from our previous existence. Smell, man. I will hit a specific smell and it legitimately like takes me back.
For me,
smell gets me, man.
Smell and music, for instance.
Musical too, yeah.
You hear a certain song or a certain portion of a song, it can take you back to an exact moment in your life. In all of the nuances and the details of that specific moment, and I don't know if this is the same, maybe it's just you and I that are like this, but I doubt it. It can take you back to a point where you can remember everything about that special moment. And a song, it's crazy, a song is like a fucking time machine.
It really is.
That can launch you back to that exact moment. Like
I can't remember, I really could not remember what my week was like last week, like what I did, like say work-wise.
Yeah.
But I can go back in 2004 and think of my favorite song lyrics. I can hear that song and I still remember every single word those songs. And
I've been with my wife since the beginning of time.
Right.
And, but, you know, I had girlfriends before her and I were met a long time ago. And there's a couple songs that when I hear them, I have to turn them off to be respectful to my wife because it sends me back to moments in my life and just, it creates a strange, I'm not saying like, oh, I missed that. Just, it's a strange feeling. And it's not just that as well. There's been bad times in my life where something, you know, really sad. For instance, when I hear, what's the fucking Nickelback song? Look at this photograph.
Right, yeah, photograph.
It reminds me of walking out of my first, one of my first days of the police department. And that day the heat index was like 115.
Ugh.
And someone had that song playing kind of loud in their police cruiser. And I heard it.
Yeah.
And I just like, song fucking sucks. But every time I hear that song now, I can, everything about that moment, I can smell my fucking cologne. I can feel my boots on my feet. I hear that song, I can relive that exact moment. It's like deja vu, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's just...
Yeah, I feel that.
So fucking cool that music can do that to you.
Yeah, another thing, I will never, ever forget a titty. my brain is an endless Rolodex of
human titty,
a titty machine. If I see a titty, I can point it out. Man, woman, I don't. It doesn't matter. I've never seen a titty I haven't been able to identify that I've seen before.
I'm much of the same way, but I have a Rolodex of man tits or moobs, as some people to call them. And I have I have an uncanny ability to spot nice tits on a dude without them taking their shirts off.
That's a gift.
It's, yeah. It is.
Yeah. So. I mean, women can hide behind bras. Guys.
No, they just let it all flop out there. Just let it all.
You could tell the puffiness of their nipples from a mile away.
And if you are someone that struggles with puffy nipples and you're a man, we're thankful that you're here with us for this episode of the Brahio Podcast.
We're here for you.
We hope things get better before they get worse, because they are going to get a lot worse. Believe me, things in your life are going to get a lot worse.
You're
fighting an uphill battle, my friend.
You make up 3% of the male population. You're not alone.
And on to one of my favorite theories.
Okay.
This is all of deja vu is simply a glitch in the Matrix, Rob Diggity Dangle Dog.
Okay.
The glitch theory is perhaps the most bizarre yet exciting explanation included on the list here from Listverse. Deja vu may seem like a minor moment in your lifetime, which you soon forget after it happens. But if this theory is true, deja vu could actually be a phenomenal event. Glitch theory, or glitch of the Matrix theory, describes deja vu as a momentary breakdown in our reality. Einstein, yes, the famous gentleman that assassinated JFK, famously suggested that there is no such thing as time, that time is a human creation made to establish order and structure. And that is fucking weird.
That is weird.
And it's true, man.
Mm-hmm.
Time is all relative. However, time might simply be an illusion from which deja vu gives us a small break. This would explain why we feel we have lived the moment before. If time is a made-up convention, then what we believe to be the past, present, and future are actually all happening simultaneously.
Ooh.
Therefore, when deja vu occurs, we are simply slipping into a greater level of consciousness where we are able to live more than one experience at the same time. This theory has wider implications, too. If deja vu is really a glitch in reality, this may mean that damage to the foundations of our universe are created whenever an experience of deja vu occurs. Some people hypothesize that these are the moments when UFOs can be sighted because deja vu opens up bridges between different realities.
Sweet.
And this is not a glitch in the Matrix like I thought. It's just the glitch theory of time in general. And another thing that's kind of...
Glitch in the Matrix stuff is really fucking cool.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
I like that as well.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Another thing I wanted to touch on real quick. This isn't your dick. dreams. And I go through this... I deal with this a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you're the same way. But sometimes I'll be given a task, whether it's take the trash cans out to the road or... put the car keys out from, you know, we got a family truckster we drive and we got a gas saver. And whoever's working that day normally takes the gas saver.
Right.
So we pass the car keys back and forth. Oftentimes I'll be given a task and then I will have a dream that with just such clear, vivid details that I actually carry out this task in my dream that when I wake up, I'm already certain that I've done the task and I don't do it. I don't know how many times the trash man just drove past my fucking house and I'm just like, it feels good to have my trash cans out the curb. But all that happened was I had a dream, an exceptionally vivid dream, that I took the trash cans out to the road. So, you know, I can feel the grass going between my toes. I'm overstepping the dog shit. And I have such certainty that I've taken the trash cans out to the room that when I hear the actual trash truck waking me up, I don't even bother with like getting up and throwing my shit on because I already took it out to the road. But I didn't. Like this morning,
right?
She said, make sure you lay the car keys out for me. And I said, no problem. And I remember I fell asleep last night and I said, I forgot to grab those car keys out of my jeans. I got to wake up when she wakes up and get the car keys out for her so she's not searching for them. But I remembered they weren't in my jeans. I just remember I had to wake up and find where these fucking car keys were. Then I had a dream that I got them. I said, oh, I found them in the back pocket of my jeans. I put them out on the table. And that was that.
Hmm.
And then she woke me up. She said, where are the car keys? I said, they're on the table. She said, they're not on the table. Where are the car keys? I said, I got them out of my jeans and I put them on the table. She said, they're not in your jeans. They're not on the table. But I had such a vivid reality or a dream. I thought I put these fucking car keys out, but the car keys were on another like the TV stand. But
Man.
Nonetheless, this happens to me a lot, and I don't know if anyone else experiences this. Do you ever experience anything like that?
I'll have a dream that I'm about to piss my pants, and then I wake up, and I need to go to the bathroom really bad. Is that the same?
I have this awesome idea that I don't know if I've told you about on the show before.
I've actually had this dream for so long one time, I ended up pissing my pants while I was asleep.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, because I'm in my dream, and I'm like, don't wake up. And this is another thing, speaking of dreams, I will have dreams, and I don't know if it's this, if it's kind of like a lucid dream. There's a really frequently that I have dreams and I know that I'm dreaming.
Yeah.
Like, while I'm in them, I know it's a dream.
And then I make cool stuff happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, would be really cool if that dog sucked my dick.
Where's the peanut butter?
And the beagle walks over. He's like, hey, my name's Albert and I don't want to suck your dick. I'm a dog. And then I think to myself, well, it's not cool for dogs to suck humans' dicks. And then Albert's like, well, it's just a dream, Nick. Let me suck your dick, Nick.
It's not illegal if it's a dream.
And then the cop walks over and arrests me, and I'm like, oh, I thought this was a dream. He's like, why are you fucking that dog? Why are you fucking the shit out of that beagle? I thought I was getting a blowjob for this beagle. Jesus. So fucking trippy.
That's like the only thing that ever happens to me, though, is just the pissing.
Well, and to carry on the back of that,
right,
I have this invention I'm working on.
Uh-huh.
It's a mattress.
Okay.
And on the male side of the bed, or both sides, for people to have multiple males sleeping in their bed.
Jesus is watching.
Yeah. There is a hole in the mattress, and there's a bladder that goes in the removable bladder.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just roll over, face down, put your dick in that bladder, and you can piss in it.
Nice.
And then it's got like a fleshlight that seals up.
Oh, dude.
So you can not only...
You could fuck it.
Piss in it. just like my ass. You can fuck it, or you can piss in it.
Chances are you're waking up, you're waking up with a boner anyways.
Yeah, morning boner. Yeah. Morning wood. Yeah, actually, I call it sad wood because you can't do anything with it. But it is wood that's morning, so morning wood. It's in morning. So I'm going to install these removable bladders in the mattresses with holes, and it's going to be a one-size-fit-all hole. It's going to be able to accommodate huge, gargantuous dicks and even really small dicks. It's
one-size-fits-all.
You just roll over and slide it in there, and then you can piss in it.
Yes.
And this bladder is big enough to hold multiple pisses.
It's a lot of pisses.
But there's a...
Especially a big, hefty morning piss.
Yeah, there's a sanitary process that it freshens itself up every day.
Oh, man.
So, it's still holding old piss, but you can't... Yeah. It's like a kitty litter box.
I was going to say, it's got kitty litter.
There's kitty litter in it. That's all it is. Would you buy that mattress?
I would definitely think about it.
Yeah.
I'd have to demo it out in the shop a couple times.
We're going to call it the Brohio...
The Cream Spot. It's the Cream Spot mattress.
The Brohio Bladder Splatter mattress.
Bladder Splatter.
I like it.
Sounds good to me.
Hell, we got some cool stories.
Hell yeah.
Deja vu stories to go all along right with you before we send you on your merrily way.
Yeah.
This first one says, when I was about 9, I broke a dish...
Aww.
And was sent up to my room.
Rightfully so.
I went up and I felt strange, like I was in an unfamiliar place. I don't know why. I got chills and very cautiously nudged the door open to look inside. My room was all different.
No, fuck.
There was different furniture. I felt an icy stab in my chest when I noticed the silhouette of a man against my brightly lit window. I managed to let out a sorry before bolting down the stairs, screaming for my parents. They went up and just shook their heads. Sure enough, the room was normal. I just forgot about this as I got older. Years later, our longtime neighbors sold their place and the new family had just moved in. They had a daughter about my age, 17 at the time. I noticed her right away because she was gifted. In other words, she had really hairy toenails.
She had big old titties.
And didn't seem shy about it, given her choice of attire.
Good for her. Get it, girl.
One day, I was upstairs in my room and noticed her in the backyard. I couldn't help but stare, especially because the downward angle gave me an even better peek.
It's fucking so fucking creepy.
Slimy pervert. So I just stood there like a creepy teenager staring at this girl. Then I heard a tiny, sorry, behind me and the door shutting. This scared me to death until I remembered what happened when I was 9 years old. I ran downstairs to my parents just as before. I asked them if they remembered the time I broke the dish and they sent me upstairs. I asked if they remembered when I said my room was different. They said I was always keen to making up bullshit stories to get out of trouble. But they did recall me saying that there was a man in my room looking out the window. Oh, fucking cool is that, dude?
I don't like it.
I just walked in on me looking at titties in 15 years. Yeah, dude. This next one says, above my bed freshman year of college, I had a cum rag.
We've all been there.
I had a little picture frame hanging and a dream catcher sitting on top of it. Side note, I think it's important. My mom always hated dream catchers and said they were creepy. So I had a dream that the picture and the dream catcher fell. I reached behind my head and grabbed the picture and just put it down on the ottoman next to my bed. Weird dream, yeah. The next night, I wake up randomly and subconsciously reach behind my head, grab something, and set it down on my ottoman. I then realize what just happened. Jump up and look at the ottoman, look back above my bed, do another double take, and see that it was the picture frame that fell and the dream catcher fell too and was still resting on my bed. From that point on, I understood why my mom thought dream catchers were creepy.
I think of hippies.
I definitely
don't know why.
I never had one. My little brother had one. He was a fucking dumbass, so.
That's what you've, like.
Didn't work.
That's what you've, like. It's the mental image just connects.
If he's here right now, you'd be like, why are you always talking about sucking dad's dick? Well, fuck you. Do you know my little brother's nickname?
I don't remember.
Call him Lumpy.
No, yeah,
Do
yeah.
You know why we call him Lumpy?
No.
Because this motherfucker was so clumsy and retarded when we were little that he would fall and hit his head all the time, and his head was always lumpy. So me and my brother, my older brother, we called him Lumpy.
And so fucked up.
We don't call him Lumpy. Call him Lumpy.
Lumpy.
Hey, Lumpy. And my kids call him Uncle Lumpy.
That's so funny.
It was great, isn't it?
That's so good.
Fuck him. He's here. I'd slap him in his fucking tits.
Oh, gosh. Let's go to the next story here. When I was in sixth grade, primary school, 1993, the state sent... Oh, Jesus.
We triggered the Google on my phone.
There you go. The state sent us shots to prevent meningitis. Oh, it was a big deal back then, so I guess receiving the shots in the classroom wasn't that weird. Some minutes after receiving the shot, my classmates and I started to feel dizzy and feverish, so the teacher allowed us to take a nap right there in the classroom. That's a great fucking teacher. I had a strange dream in which I could see flashes of my own life from that point to my last days. Me ending primary school, me starting secondary school, me losing a year due to my poor performance, me ending secondary school, me taking my first shit. I mean, me taking my first job.
My first shit.
Me doing some random shit with my friends, and me having a big argument with my best friends, me meeting my current significant other, me finally setting down, etc. Well, every flash in that dream occurred to me so far. Sometimes the flash was a photographic scene, sometimes it was some sort of a metaphor, but so far, every one of them happened to me, and when it happened, I experienced this weird feeling like it had happened before. Only days after the event, I remember that part of the dream, and the trick is that I cannot remember the future parts of that dream. Every time a flash happens in real life, I can access that part of my memories, but not before.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Pretty fucking weird.
I don't like it.
When I was perusing for these stories, I found a subreddit called A Glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
And this is...
I'm subbed to that one.
One of the... this, I think this is the top story on that subreddit. Okay. And it's not necessarily deja vu related, but it nonetheless, it's a really creepy fucking story. But it says, for a few weeks before this, while out driving, I observed pedestrians standing at the traffic lights... who will reach into their pocket and look at their phone as they're walking across the road when the light goes green. Nothing significant or strange about this, just one of these mundane things you notice while going about your day. Today, I was driving with my daughter and we stopped at a red light at a crossing, and there was a man standing there. Nothing out of the ordinary. Denim jacket, black cap, glasses, around 6'2". I thought I'd try to weird out my younger daughter. She's 5, so I knew I was going to blow her damn mind.
Yeah, that's really fucking
so mean.
So I said, quote, "You see that man? When the walking man goes green and he starts to walk across, he will reach in his pocket and pull out his phone and start looking at it. Watch and see." That's like, that's the everyone right. always on their fucking phones.
Mm-hmm.
"As he walks across, he reaches into his pocket, but then immediately takes his hand out and looks and points right at me with his mouth open, smiling, almost like he was making a gotcha stance. Like, you know, gotcha, like
yeah.
pointing right at her. Ugh. Of course, my daughter found this absolutely hilarious, and I sat there completely mind blown. I must have sat there in silence looking at him walk across for the next 10 seconds. I drove on and had a look at him as I drove past, and he was smirking and laughing. I've been playing it through my head all day. The windows were up. The radio was on. I was shouting. My voice was not even remotely raised. He must have been about 15, 20 feet away from me. I can't figure out at all how he could have heard me. It's literally impossible.
Oof.
How did he know I was trying to predict he'd reach into his pocket for his phone? The only remote possibility I can think of is that he has had the same observation as me and thought I might be thinking the same thing, so he just went for it. But realistically, what are even the chances of that?"
That's weird.
There's one story that I mopped up off of here. It was a story of a man that had a brain aneurysm, and he was down for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever he woke back up, life had completely unfolded in his mind while he was gone. But life wasn't like what he thought it was. He had a grandchild that was due about the time he had his accident.
Okay.
And the grandchild died shortly after it was born. But during his coma,
yeah,
he remembers essentially raising this child. He had all these thoughts of all these memories of this kid growing up and playing hockey and all these vivid memories. And it was just really, it was a really fucking weird story, but it was like a thousand lines long. What's this? I'm trying to think of that paranormal theory I was thinking about.
About the ghosts.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Can't remember what it's called. Okay. So essentially what it is, I'm trying to explain this. In terms of paranormal and ghosts, and spirits, and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
no one can say for sure what exactly we're seeing or what exactly is going on. There's a lot of different theories that we've talked about on this show before, of it possibly being a parallel universe,
right.
You know, people stuck in purgatory, they can't cross over, all kinds of stuff like that. But this theory is some kind of rock theory. I can't remember what it is. I'm gonna pause and try and find it real quick.
Okay.
Okay, it's called the Stone Tape Theory. The Stone Tape Theory, and this is from Wikipedia, is a speculation that ghosts and hauntings are kind of like tape recordings, and that mental impressions during emotional or traumatic events can be projected in the form of energy, recorded onto rocks and other items, and replayed under certain conditions. The idea draws inspiration, shares similarities with the views of 19th century intellectualists and psychic researchers such as Charles Babbage, Eleanor Sidwig, and Edmund Gurney. Contemporarily, the concept was popularized by a Christmas story. Essentially, during these traumatic events, whether it's a murder or it's some type of bad accident, there's so much energy projected in that given moment
mm-hmm.
that the items around you, the walls, the pavement below your feet, the tree over there, there's so much energy from this traumatic event that these items around you absorb the energy. Okay. And it's almost like a tape recording. And when the moment is just right, these the walls around you, the ground below you, it projects the same exact incident. It can, almost like a hologram, it'll project this energy back out, this energy that it absorbed so many years prior, that if it can manifest and build up so much that it projects the energy back out, and you can see the event unfold just like it happened.
That's pretty sweet.
Happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like watching a movie.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's fucking crazy, isn't it?
That's crazy.
It's called the Stone Tape Theory. And I didn't
Is that kind of similar to that one fucking place where you can see the headlights of the car?
Dude, I don't know.
I guess that's kind of like the same, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so weird, man. It's just so strange.
Yeah.
With these traumatic events, and it's true, man. These events, they just, so much negative juju and energy right. comes off these things. And I've always, you know, I'm one that believes in energy. I mm-hmm. believe in negative energy and positive energy. I don't like negative energy, but I do feel like that you can project energy, and I feel like items can project energy. Okay, and it's not crazy for me to think, like, something really fucking bad happens, a car accident or someone getting their head cut off.
Yeah.
There's so much bad energy in that moment that the items around it can absorb that energy.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never thought about, like, if the stars align perfectly, these wall or this ground or this tree can project that back out, and you can see it all unfold faintly, you know,
yeah.
not powerful enough where it's like watching a fucking TV screen, but, you know, faint enough energy that you can see the glimpse of a headless guy going through his fleeting moments of death and Oof. See a crazy shit like that.
Right.
It's a fucking really cool thing to think about.
Yeah.
The whoever moves into this house after me is going to see my naked fat ass just flaying pipe in that bedroom.
Taking so monstrous
much,
shit.
So much energy. So much energy in that bedroom. They're going to say, oh, this place is fucking haunted. Haunted by some big old fat guy with a fucking wiener. Oh, well, that's the Deja Vu episode, folks. I really enjoyed that one, Rob.
I did too. Yeah, we
pretty crazy.
We defied the odds and came out of our house to make this one.
I don't feel so great either.
Fuck it.
I've been feeling hot all day, but I don't think I've taken my fever twice and I don't have anything.
Yeah, I haven't taken my temperature at all, but I'm pretty sure I don't have anything.
Yeah, if I had a temperature, good. I would be more than happy to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, since everybody is locked up in fucking quarantine right now, tell your friends about us. Tell them to give us a listen. Tell them you'll lose a couple brain cells while listening to us. They'll appreciate it.
Make sure you leave us a review on Apple Podcast.
Yeah, not a one star either. We have enough of those.
Leave those. Fuck it. I don't fucking care. We have a Facebook page as well. You can go there and leave us a review.
15 minutes and they still haven't even started talking about the topic. Next.
We haven't had any bad reviews on because on Facebook, you can't hide your identity.
Yeah.
On Apple Podcast, you can pretend you can.
That's, yeah.
Cock Dick Roach 69. You can be whoever you want. But on Facebook, you're putting it out there. Putting it all the way out there. So thanks for listening to this episode, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We'll be back maybe in the middle of the week, maybe Hopefully. Next week. I don't know.
I've got something I've been sitting on for like 2 weeks now. So
it's definitely something he's been sitting on for a lot longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it starts with cock.
It's getting rancid.
It ends with balls. All right. Tell him the good news, Rob.
I love you guys. Thank you.